by a remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S.-Israeli delegation, including White House advisor Jared Kushner, arrived in Abu Dhabi Monday on an historic first direct commercial flight from Tel Aviv. The flight marks the normalization of ties between the Jewish state and the UAE. With reporters, Jared Kushner says he wants to thank Saudi Arabia for allowing the flight to pass through their airspace, a big shift in protocol.
Also historic was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia granting permission for this Israeli commercial flight to use its airspace. This is the first time that this has ever happened. I would like to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for making that possible.
Before boarding, Kushner said, quote, "While this is a historic flight, we hope that it will start an even more historic journey in the Middle East and beyond," end quote. The word peace was written in Arabic, English, and Hebrew on the cockpit of the plane. Lebanon's under-fire political leaders Monday designated a new prime minister, the diplomat Mustafa Adib, to tackle the country's deep political and economic crisis. The move comes hours before French President Emmanuel Macron was due to visit. Adib, Lebanon's former envoy to Germany, acknowledged in a televised speech that there is a, quote, "need to form a government in record time and to begin implementing reforms immediately." The previous government quit August 10th in the wake of the catastrophic explosion at the Beirut port that killed 188 people. Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday as it mourns the blast disaster, sits ruined by economic meltdown, and held hostage to a dysfunctional political system. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions, September 1st, 1920. This is VOA News. A lawyer for relatives of victims killed